This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
Governor Kristi Noem is proposing a $4.9 billion budget for fiscal year 2021. Included is a $22 million increase in general funds from fiscal year 2020's budget. Despite that, Noem calls it a lean budget and a reflection of where the state government is at this year. In the moment, host Lori Walsh sat down with SDPB's Lee Strubinger and gets us started.
Lee, thanks for being here.
Hey, good to be here.
All right. Governor Noem is calling it a lean year for state government. What's driving that?
Well, the hit that the state took in the ag sector this year with the trade wars, the weather, rain and flooding, Noem is anticipating about $6 million in a revenue decrease this current fiscal year, but about $28 million increase next fiscal year. The biggest chunk out of the general fund between fiscal years is anticipating an upcoming federal legislation that really impacts the state budget. So starting in July, the state will lose the ability to tax internet access services. This was legislation that was driven by Senator John Thune. He introduced it in 2015, and it eliminated a grandfather clause in federal law that allows states to tax for that service. So starting July 1st, the state can no longer seek that tax. And Noem says last year, they thought the impact to the state budget would be less.
Originally last year during legislative session, we thought the implementation of the Internet Tax Freedom Act would hit the state budget at about $10 to $15 million, and from doing more research over the last 12 months we found that it's actually larger than that. So that's why you'll see a $30 million tax burden relief from South Dakota families. $20 million of that will come off the state's revenue, which means we need to reduce that spending as well.
Some lawmakers anticipate freeing up that $30 million in additional revenue could lead to some increased economic activity. Noem is anticipating an increase of $36.6 million in sales and use tax from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 21.
All right. Governor Noem is recommending a smaller budget next fiscal year, but you're saying the state is anticipating an increase in sales tax collection.
Sure. So real quick, you know, about a third of the budget is federal funds. Another third of the budget is called general funds. And about another third of the budget is what we call other funds. And so I reached out to Liza Clark, who is the head of the Bureau of Finance and Management. She said those other funds are largely due to special appropriations for the Board of Regents that passed last year and other funds that are derived from other sources of revenue, general and federal sources, special taxes and fees and those sorts of things. So there's about $57.4 million decrease from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 21. But the general funds is what the state is mostly in charge of, which is about $1.7 billion. And a lot of that budget is already put in place. The reduction in the overall budget is coming largely from that other funds category.
No recommendation for cost of living adjustment for state employees, education, and providers. Did she expand on that decision?
She did. During a press conference following the governor's budget address, she says in lieu of those inflation increases, her office found other areas in education and provider funding the state needs to address. She says the money is heading to education, but just not the inflationary increase, which the state law is either 3% or the rise of inflation, whichever is less. The state is seeing more K-12 enrollment increases, which they say is projected to increase by approximately 1%. Noem says about $1 million. That's a cost of about $1 million. She's also proposing adjustments of $14 million for special education. She's proposing $4.1 million for the employee health plan, and she says she wants to focus on the family leave policy for employees. I spoke with State Senator Reynold Nessipa following the budget address, and he's a Democrat from Sioux Falls. He says he's worried about what he calls a wage cut on state employees, educators, and medical providers.
That inflation's been at 1.5%. If we fail to give them a cost of living adjustment, that means they're moving backwards. It wasn't that many years ago that we were 50th in the country in terms of teacher pay. And our failure to keep up, we're going to be right back at 50th place again. And that's not where we want to be. South Dakota's better than that, and our kids deserve better.
Nesiba, also said, when it comes to the fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriators are forecasting 18 months ahead. And so he says there will likely be some mid-course corrections, he called it.
The governor is recommending $3.7 million for meth treatment and enforcement. What do we see that money going toward? What does she propose that money should go toward?
Sure. $3 million of that, she says she wants to go towards treatment facilities, and $700,000 of that to go to law enforcement. So last session, Noam asked for funding for 4 highway patrol troopers to specifically focus on meth, as well as 2 DCI agents to focus on investigations and meth trafficking through the state. She says she wants the tools necessary to go after the issue with law enforcement, but that the $3 million is designed specifically for meth treatment. She says most federal dollars are targeted towards opioids.
And we do have opioid addiction problems in the state of South Dakota, but overwhelmingly our problem is still meth. About 80%, and even more than that go through our court system that have addiction issues, over 80% of them have to do with meth. So that's why in my budget I've made it a priority to make sure that we're funding treatment, because as we've seen more and more requests come in and more people contacting the helpline and accessing the website, we want to make sure we actually have places that we can place them to get the kind of help that they need.
So during the summer study this year, the Division of Behavioral Health surveyed 12 of their contracted agencies that provide publicly funded residential treatment services or meth treatment. And they wanted to understand the demand for those services. And based on the results, and these numbers are coming from the Department of Social Services, they estimated a need of 55 low-intensity residential treatment services beds and 21 intensive inpatient beds, for an estimated cost of about $3.3 million. And so the governor is proposing almost as much as what Department of Social Services said was their need. I asked Republican Speaker of the House, Stephen Haugaard, who chaired the Offenses Regarding Controlled Substances Committee this summer, I asked him if that $3.7 million for intensive meth treatment and law and enforcement was enough.
Well, you can always say you need more, but as far as the number of beds needed and the treatment costs associated with that, we need to fine-tune those numbers, but those are getting into the right category. At least that shows that we have an opportunity to get people into a longer-term care and actually see them succeed in their recovery.
Now, Governor Noam is also pointing to $5.1 million to improve the state radio infrastructure for law enforcement and first responders, $5 million for what she calls the Connect South Dakota Initiative, Internet into Rural Communities. Absent from that budget address was talk of collections from remote sellers and potential changes to the Partridge Amendment. It seems like that was all we were talking about not too long ago. Why was that absent from her budget address proposal?
Noam says the state did not see revenues coming in the door from online sales tax collections that would trigger a reduction to the sales tax rate. Mm-hmm. The Partridge Amendment, real quick, is a mechanism in state law that reduces the state sales tax by 0.1% for every $20 million in online revenue raised. She says the $20 million threshold was never met, and that could have been for several reasons. But her budget proposal didn't reflect it because the statute didn't get triggered by the amount that was coming in the door. Noam says there's uncertainty in how to account for where sales tax is coming from and how it's defined.
I'm sure that will be a debate that legislators will have. It's something that we've talked about for several legislative sessions now, and that they'll be bringing something forward as far as ideas. And as the appropriators dig into the actual dollars, they'll find out exactly where revenue is coming from and the fact that it wasn't as much as they had originally anticipated.
Despite that, during the executive board meeting among lawmakers yesterday morning before the budget address, the Partridge Amendment and online collections came up. Generally speaking, you have 2 philosophies on how to handle that amendment. Senate Republicans are saying it's a shift in spending and therefore kind of a wash. House Republicans are pushing to tie the amendment to an overall increase in revenue and not just internet revenue to trigger that sales tax reduction.
Do During the budget address for fiscal year 2021, Governor Noem recommended cutting nearly $9 million from a number of agencies. She plans to increase the state's general budget by $22.7 million. Noem says 2019 was a tough financial year for the state.
We have some revenue challenges, yes we do, but I expect that that will drive us to do better with the resources that we have. The growth of our current industries and the attraction of new ones will drive opportunity. Expanding on some already successful initiatives will drive opportunity. And laying the foundation to enhance our competitiveness with respect to other states will help ensure our top talent stays in South Dakota, creating more opportunity for years to come.
Noem plans to increase funding to programs including special education, senior care, foster care, and battling the meth epidemic. Governor Kristi Noem announced plans to spend $3.7 million on the meth epidemic. Noem cited that in South Dakota, kids between 12 and 17 years old use meth at twice the national average. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
The increase of funding will support intensive meth treatment and enforcement. During the budget address, Governor Noem said meth is a huge problem for the state.
Not only does it devastate our families, but it also costs our state millions and millions and millions of dollars each year.
Noem's office writes, between 2014 and 2018, the number of people seeking treatment for meth increased by 200%. Noem says meth addiction is difficult to treat and takes a lot of help.
It takes pastors and teachers and counselors and doctors. It takes judges, neighbors, police officers, and people who know just when to offer a word of encouragement. The health and well-being of our kids is something each of us here today cares deeply about. We know that addiction to meth requires more intensive therapy than other addictions.
Noem says her budget includes $3.7 million in ongoing funding to support intensive meth treatment. This announcement follows a nearly $500,000 state campaign to draw awareness to meth addiction. The slogan, "Meth, We Are On It," gained national attention and ridicule. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem is recommending state investments in two of South Dakota's public universities to spur economic development in high-demand fields. During her budget address, Noem tells lawmakers 11 of the fastest-growing majors at the University of South Dakota are in its School of Health Sciences.
As we continue to see greater demand for this skill set, we must be prepared to train our workforce to meet it. Therefore, I'm recommending $5 million be dedicated to construction of a new School of Health Sciences building at USD.
Over the summer, USD requested $10 million for a new health sciences building. The governor also recommends $396,000 for Dakota State University's business startup hub called the CyberSync Incubator. She says a new era of research at DSU began with the opening of its Mad Labs facility this fall.
We can further enhance this by linking the Mad Labs operation to this incubator to spur economic development. In turn, what that will do is it will provide greater opportunities for South Dakota families and help keep our top talent right here in the state of South Dakota.
The money to DSU matches the requested amount for the CyberSync incubator submitted to the Board of Regents this summer. Businesses and educational institutes have been operating programs through the internet for years now. Governor Noem says there are still many people in the state without access to high-speed internet. During the annual budget address, she announced plans to dedicate $5 million to bring connectivity to rural communities. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Noem says fast and reliable broadband connection is necessary for all people to be able to participate in the new generation of an online-driven economy.
In Millett, for example, students without access to high-speed internet at their homes, they actually have their parents drive them to school late at night so that they can use the school's internet connection to do their homework. Many nights, the school has a line of cars out in front of it. And sadly, this isn't unique to Millett. Half of our counties have areas where one in four people have no access to high-speed internet.
Last year, $5 million leveraged more than $11 million in project costs in the state. 8 projects were awarded funding, providing internet to nearly 5,000 homes and businesses. She says there's been an improvement, but there's still work to be done.
So we can do more to bring our communities into the 21st century, and let's continue investing in this project with another $5 million this year.
Nome also plans to dedicate just over $5 million to modernizing the communication tools law enforcement uses around the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.
Governor Nome plans to increase funding for several family-oriented programs during fiscal year 2021. Part of that is adding nearly $130,000 to foster parent training.
Adoption is beautiful, and it is life-changing. Last year, I spoke about the need for more foster families, and South Dakotans rose to the challenge. This year, my budget includes ongoing funding to meet the increased interest of individuals wanting to become licensed foster parents and approved adoptive parents. Every child deserves a family, and every child deserves a home.
Nome also plans to create a position for parental training for incarcerated mothers and increase funding for services for victims of child maltreatment. Sixty-three of South Dakota's 66 counties submitted disaster declarations after this year's devastating blizzards, floods, and tornadoes. In Governor Kristi Noem's budget address for fiscal year 2021, she outlines a plan to recover from this year's disasters and mitigate future damages. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The governor's budget proposal includes a partnership between state and local governments to manage the high cost of this year's natural disasters. The state already offers some assistance, but Nome says local governments have expressed concerns in the face of record-breaking damages.
To answer this need, starting with the 2019 disasters, we will now offer loans to cities, counties, townships, and tribes from the Emergency and Disaster Fund. The state will continue to pay for 10% of the cost of the disasters, but now will offer loans for the other 90%.
Nome says the state will also help communities achieve funding matches for FEMA disaster mitigation grant programs.
It's our belief that the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program and the Pre-Disaster Mitigation Program will help cover project costs to improve infrastructure resiliency, provide long-term solutions to repetitive loss situations, and help avoid reliance on federal dollars for future recovery.
The governor's budget proposal uses state money to lower community match requirements for those federal grants from 25 to 15%. Emergency and disaster fund loans will also support local mitigation projects. State Senator Ryan Maher of District 28 says these programs could benefit the entire state.
Just to help bridge that loan between the time the federal government, the FEMA kicks in and when they actually are expending that money and being able to do better infrastructure than what was currently there to make that go further into the future. So the next time we have some flooding, that those roads don't wash out again, we're back right back to square one, starting out with what we were doing.
Maher's district includes the Cheyenne River Reservation, which saw expansive infrastructure damage from flooding this spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.